This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's March 12th, and on this day, we've got a few impressive conference tournament performances to talk about. First, let's turn the clock back to 1995 and the ACC tournament. Wake Forest senior Randolph Childress had one of the most impressive conference tournaments. He caught fire at exactly the right time. Now, that's not to say that Childress slogged through the regular season and then just took off in the tourney. He led the team in scoring at more than 20 points a game, and that team had Tim Duncan as a junior that season. But what he did in the three games that the Deacons played in this tournament was pretty amazing to watch. Wake Forest was the top seed in the ACC tourney that year, despite a four-way tie at the top of the conference standings. In the first round, they played the ninth seed Duke, who had to win the play-in game just to get there. Side note, this was the year that Pete Gaudette took over for Coach K mid-season due to back issues. Now, back to this matchup, though. Childress announced to the rest of the league that this was a business trip, and he went to work in the first 20 minutes, scoring 27 points in that first half. He finished with a career-high 40, including 8 three-pointers, which set an ACC tournament record in a 17-point win against the Blue Devils. On to round two and a meeting with Virginia. Childress dislocated his pinky finger on his shooting hand in the game, and he played most of it with it taped up. No matter, Childress managed 30 against the 11th-ranked Cavaliers in a 77-68 win to put the Deacons in the ACC final for the first time in 17 years. Now, on this day in 1995, Childress and the Deacons stared down the North Carolina Tar Heels in the ACC title game. Despite being the 2 seed in the tournament, the Heels were ranked 4th in the country heading into this one. The Demon Deacons were 7th in the nation. And this game was an instant classic. North Carolina's Jerry Stackhouse buried a 3 with 4.5 seconds left in regulation to force overtime. But Childress simply would not be denied. Even though he was double-teamed every time he touched the basketball, he scored all 9 of the Deacons' points in the OT, including the game winner with 4 seconds left. A Tar Heel tip-in at the buzzer just missed, and Wake Forest won their first ACC title since 1962. Childress's 37 in the championship game gave him a 3-game total of 107 points, topping Lenny Rosenbluth's 106 from 1957. Childress hit 9 threes in this one, besting his own record that he set a couple of days before. It was the most impressive 3-day run by a player in ACC tournament history, and he was obviously named the tournament MVP. Now to 2011. It was another impressive run through a conference tournament as the UConn Huskies became the first Big East team to win 5 tournament games to claim the league title and automatic bid to the Big Dance. The Huskies limped into New York's Madison Square Garden as the 9 seed after losing 4 of their last 5 regular season games. But after beating DePaul, 22nd-ranked Georgetown, top seed and 3rd-ranked Pittsburgh, and then 11th-ranked Syracuse, they found themselves in the championship matchup against 14th-ranked Louisville. The Huskies were playing their 5th game in 5 days, while Louisville had the benefit of the double bye and was only playing their 3rd. The game was close throughout, with neither team having more than a 4-point advantage in the second half. UConn's Kemba Walker scored 19 and played the last several minutes of the game completely exhausted, but the Huskies hung on for the 69-66 win. Walker scored a Big East tournament record 130 points in the 5-game run, and he also was named tourney MVP. But the Huskies were not done. They continued their impressive streak, plowing through the NCAA tournament, winning 6 games on their way to the national title on April 4th. Let's break up the basketball party just a little bit and go back to this day in 1967, when Austria's Reinhold Bachler became the first ski jumper to soar more than 500 feet in the air off a normal hill. His mark would stand for more than 2 years, which is impressive, considering that once his record was topped, it was broken 4 times in a span of 2 days in 1969. And finally, and I really hesitate to even bring this up, but it did happen on this day in 2020. The NCAA tournament, both men and women, was canceled. It was the first time the tournament had been canceled since its inception in 1939. Also, the NHL season was suspended due to COVID. The league ended up canceling the remainder of its regular season, using the standings on this day to set a 4-team seeded round-robin bracket for each conference, along with 8 more teams advancing to a qualifying round from each conference, and started the playoffs on August 1st. Today's non-sports Did You Know? The original dunce cap was actually a sign of intelligence, at least by its inventor John Dunce Scotus, who thought the conical shape acted as a funnel for knowledge to the brain. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.